Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Zmira Ozarowski, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Pei Bet 82. Tehillim 82 nears the ending of Asaf's long journey in trying to understand divine justice. As we've seen, he's already taken a look at Hashem's long-term vision, looking back at history for examples. He's also noted that there are two sides of the relationship, asking Hashem to restore our relationship, but also imploring the people to introspect and do tshuva. And now, finally, he turns to the leadership of the people. Mizmor 82 is well known as the Mizmor Shir for Yom Shlishi, Tuesday. Rav Eliyahu Monk, in his book Olam HaTfilo, explains that the Levim specifically recited this Mizmor in the Beit HaMikdash on Tuesday mornings because it corresponds to the third day of creation when Hashem prepared the land. Beyond filling the earth with trees and flowers, He also laid the foundations for a just and orderly world. How did he do this? By establishing law and justice, without which the very foundation of the world would collapse. This mizmor portrays a dramatic scene of divine judgment. It presents Hashem standing among the earthly judges, rebuking them for their failure to uphold justice. This mizmor serves as both a warning to corrupt leaders and a call for Hashem's ultimate intervention to establish true justice. Through its strong imagery and themes, this perek challenges human leaders to live up to their responsibilities and reminds us of Hashem's role as the ultimate judge. We begin in Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Elokim nitzav be'adat el bekerav Elokim yishpot. God stands in the congregation of the mighty, in the midst of the judges he judges. This opening verse sets the stage for the Mizmor's central message. Hashem is not distant from human justice. He stands in its midst, observing and evaluating the leaders of society. This forno explains, when we say Elokim nitzav ba'adat kel, God stands in the congregation of kel, what do we mean by that? This forno explains that he stands amongst the judges who are supposed to be adat kel, the congregation of Hashem. Noadim lavodato lishpot tzedek. The whole purpose of having judges is for them to serve Hashem, to be his emissaries, to judge righteously and bring justice to the world. Hashem stands amongst them in order to le'ezram ula'ir einehim tzedek, to help them and to enlighten them so that they're able to judge correctly. This is what should be happening, ideally. Hashem and the human judges are a team, but what happens in reality? Psukim Bet Tedalid 2-4, we have a dramatic picture being painted by Asaf. Hashem is standing right there in court in the midst of all the judges, and he points his finger at them and he says, Ad matai tishpatu avel, how long will you judge unjustly? Ufnei rishaim tisusela, and show favor to the wicked. Radak explains that lefi shehim chazakim v'gdolim v'ashirim tisupneihem, because the rich were powerful and rich, the judges would unfairly favor them. The next psukim call upon judges to fulfill their true role. Shiftu dal v'yatom, judge the poor and the orphaned. Ani virash itzdiku, bring justice to the afflicted and the needy. Piltu dal v'avyon, deliver the poor and the needy. Miyad rishayim hatzilu, save them from the hands of the wicked. The Ibn Ezra explains, Ki harishayim yasu lehem chamas, the wicked would take advantage of the most vulnerable members of society, v'atem nosim pneihem, and then the judges and the leaders would just back them up. Asaf is showing us here that sometimes Hashem wants to bring justice to the world and to punish the wicked, but our own leadership gets in the way. If we want to see divine justice in the world, we need the judges to serve as Hashem's partners in a system that was set up all the way back during Briat Olam, the creation of the world. Lo yadu v'lo yavinu, but the corrupt leaders, they didn't know and they didn't understand. B'chashicha yitalchu, they walk in darkness. Yimotu komos de'aretz, all the foundations of the earth are shaken. The Mitzudat David interprets, Ein hadayanim notnim lev ladat ulavin chomer ha'avon. The judges don't realize the severity of what they're doing. Alo bavor kilku hadin, by perverting the justice, yimotu mos de'aretz, the entire foundation of the world is shaking. V'krovali po, and it's about to collapse. Asaf goes on to talk about the temporary power of the judges. Ani amarti Elokim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. I said, You are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Achein ke'adam temutun. But you will die like man, uke'achad asarim tipolu, and you will fall like one of the princes. What does this mean? The Malbim explains as follows. Law and justice are fundamental to the stability of both humanity and the world. Achrei she'adam midinei teva. Since man, by their very nature, e'efshar shelo yikra b'neihem rivim v'dinim, they are inherently social beings, and therefore conflicts and injustice are unavoidable. Without laws and a system of justice to regulate these disputes, society would crumble. Therefore, judges who uphold law and order are metaphorically seen as Hashem's partners in sustaining the world. They have a partnership with Hashem. Hashem created the world, and the judges ensure its continued function and justice, making them akin to Elohim in their roles of preserving creation. Because of their responsibility in upholding justice, judges are considered exalted, earning the title Bnei Elyon, children of the Most High, placing them on a spiritually elevated level comparable to heavenly beings. However, when judges become corrupt and pervert justice, they forfeit this lofty status. Rather than upholding society, they contribute to its downfall. The phrase "ke'adam tamutun," like men you will die, underscores that despite their elevated position, corrupt judges will ultimately face mortality and downfall like any other person. Their fall from power is likened to that of a high-ranking angel, Asar Elyon, being cast from the heavens to the earth. The greater a person's original status, the more dramatic and devastating their fall. Their punishment will not be in an ordinary decline, but a drastic and humiliating collapse, reflecting the magnitude of their betrayal of their sacred responsibility. Finally, in Pasuk Chet, we have a plea for Hashem's justice. Kuma Elokim, arise, O God, Shafta Ha'aretz, judge the earth, ki ata tinchal b'chol agoyim, for you inherit all nations. The whole world belongs to you. The Mizmor concludes with a call for Hashem to intervene and establish true justice. And the Malbim explains, after painting the scene before where Hashem realizes that the system is not working, that the judges are corrupt and not serving as his partners, Asaf now turns to Hashem and says, please, Hashem, take matters back into your own hands. The human judges are not going to do it. Please, you, Hashem, bring justice back to the world. This serves as a hopeful ending, looking forward to the day when divine justice will be fully restored. In conclusion, this parak is deeply relevant to all generations, serving as a reminder that true leadership demands righteousness, fairness, and concern for the vulnerable. Asaf calls to the leaders, to the human judges, to create justice in the world, but he also calls out to Hashem and says that if the corruption persists and the human leaders fail, that Hashem should step in, punish the leaders, and bring ultimate justice to the world. Thank you for studying Leiloi Nishmot, Helen Moskovitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shevita Pleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.